USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. A provision being utilized to remove former President Trump from election ballots in Maine and Colorado hasn't been used since the end of the Civil War.
The section of the 14th Amendment that will be in question before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding Trump was used to prevent former Confederate sympathizers from running for federal or state elected office after they started the American Civil War. At issue here in the present will be the precise definition of insurrection and whether that is what the high court saw happen on January 6, 2021, after Trump had spent months publicly discounting the results of the 2020 presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An agreement has been made to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by acquiring 3 million barrels of oil. However, according to Texas energy industry analyst Jay Young, this is merely a small contribution.
I think it'll be anytime soon that we're going to fill the strategic reserves, which we can cross our fingers and do all we can just to hope that we don't need that oil in the future.
He expresses concern that, given OPEC's reduction in production, we may experience challenges at the gas pump. The Biden administration utilized the reserves last year to manage oil prices in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry outlines what attendees can expect.
We will be guided to one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages. No alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials mentioned that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel, with Qatari negotiators indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is awaiting further details for the final negotiations. If you fancy yourself a burger aficionado, plan your trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota now.
Monday, the start of an annual burger competition that runs through the end of January. 37 burgers competing for the title of the Downtown Burger Battle, with flavors like Star Spangled Burger, The Spice is Right, The Wagulicious, The Smoky Cow Tipper, and The Root Beer Float Burger. I'm Corey Myers.
In the upcoming new year, many Americans are prioritizing stress reduction over gym attendance, as revealed in a survey by Stop and Shop. The survey indicates that 39% of respondents aim to reduce stress in 2024, while 27% express a desire to return to the gym. The top resolution for the majority, at 58%, is focused on adopting healthier eating habits. Despite 51% planning to celebrate the New Year's with champagne, 46% intend to participate in Dry January, committing to abstain from alcohol for the entire month. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.